iRockRadio.me. It is Jay Hunter. I am here with September Morning as our special guest here on the portable iRockRadio.me studios. How are you?
Hello.
What a show you just put on.
Oh, thank you, man.
Unbelievable. It was everything thank that you. We possibly could have imagined in seeing you. When you put this together, it's actually been in the works for a long time.
Yeah.
And you kind of, from what I gathered, you put together this project kind of, I guess, dare I say, in a backwards manner, where you put together the theme first?
Well, I mean, it's backwards for most bands, but for me, it always started as a transmedia project, so it always started as something that came from a storyline. So the story was written first, the characters were developed first, and then I was like, okay, now I'm going to bring this into the live theater realm or music realm, whatever, and make a live show out of it, you know, after I developed the characters and the comic book and everything like that. And that's what we did, and every album has a comic book that comes out with it, in tandem with it, so that, you know, you get the actual story alongside with the music. So it all kind of plays together.
Have you been a part of any bands in the past previously that you you started doing this theme? And
I never did this before. Like, this is the first transmedia project I've ever attempted. It just seemed like the right time to do it because of the music business being in the shitter like this.
You can say that, it's internet.
But, you know, I wanted to do something that wasn't just so reliant on just, you know, the music. I mean, of course, I'm a musician, you know, I love music, and it's the backbone of the project, you know, along with the storyline. But I thought that, you know, going forward as a progressive sort of like band, we wanted to do something that was a little bit more all-encompassing, you know, and really brought people into a world, you know, and developed the world with the fans, and like just brought them in. So when they come to see September Morning, they know what they're getting into. It's like going to see Harry Potter on screen or going to see Star Wars. Like, you're like, oh, I'm going to go enter this universe for 2 hours and I'm going to live in it, you know? And that's what you do when you go see a really good movie.
Absolutely.
And that's not what you do when you see bands, you know, it's usually a little bit different, but we wanted to change that and do something to like make this its own universe.
Yeah, it's not just if you're, you know, you've just been introduced to September Morning's music over the last 6 months here on iRockRadio. It's not just the video. It's not just the theatrics on stage.
Yeah.
It's also a comic book. It's also, what was it on MTV also?
Well, we were going to do some like webisodes on MTV Geek, but MTV Geek folded, so we couldn't do them. But we're going to actually announce something that's coming up that we're going to be doing that takes like the TV element of it. So, you know, we're going to be developing that very soon, like when I get home from tour.
You don't have many days off right now.
Yeah,
so.
I know. It's just when I get back home, we're going to be working on some stuff.
And you've certainly been introduced to a lot of different audiences. I mean, typically it with the theatrics, it makes sense opening up for bands like Marilyn Manson and Mushroom Head. Then complete opposite, I guess, with Lacey Sturm.
Right.
How did that go?
I like playing with more radio bands because our music isn't, I love the guys in Combi Christ and we're with them right now, but our music is very different. You know, they're more heavy and industrial with a very stagnant form and beat. And we have a lot of ebb and flow to our music and we have a lot of lyricism to it. And it's just a different type of musical genre. So it's kind of like people look at us and they see the theatrics and they're like, oh, it's going to be heavy. And then they listen and they're like, oh, it's like got all this stuff in it, because it follows a story. It doesn't just follow a musical palette. So if you're following a storyline, stories go from A to Z all the time. So I feel like the music has to encompass that. So that's why we do it like that.
I saw that you also opened up for Rat. Now that's a completely different.
Oh God, that was like a one off. That was like a one off, and it was very odd. And none of the people got in the audience.
When you read show prep on the internet, you never know what is.
No, we
what
didn't
the
tour with them or anything.
It.
We just did like a one off at Irving Plaza in New York City, and it was just, I don't know what that was. That was it. It was an interesting show. Those guys were really nice. They kept on saying I was like, what was that girl in that band from a long time ago? The guys in Rat were like, you remind me of somebody in an old band. I can't remember what it is, but they said this band that I had never heard of, and I had to look her up on the internet, but they're like, oh, you remind me of her, and it's so funny. They're nice guys though.
What I'd like to know is, what is it like being a rock slash melodic in theatrical metal band.
Yeah.
Playing at Comic-Con.
Oh, that's awesome. It's very cool. Because those guys get and it. How did that come about?
Did it come about through the actual having the comics? And
yeah, of course. So. It's all about that. Yeah.
But how did that actually come into place where you worked out the comics and be able to distribute them?
I mean, it started from the comics.
Right.
I started this project with Mark Silvestri.
Right.
I literally messaged him on a social media website, and I was like, I have this crazy idea for a transmedia project that puts comics and music together in the same sort of form and puts it together in the same sort of world. And he was like, who are you and why are you messaging me? And I was like, can I please, crazy girl, yeah, you know, but he was intrigued. He was like, okay, what's going on? So he gave me his number, and I called him at the office. And we had like a 2-hour conversation about it. And after that, he flew out to New York, and he was going to see some people at Image or something like that. And he flew out to New York, and we had dinner, a 6-hour dinner, and talked about the whole thing. And I told him, this is what I want to do. This is my like 5-year plan on this band. And like, wow. And he was like, okay. He's like, I'll do it with you. So, and I needed somebody like Mark because he has, you know, he's incredible, but he also develops very strong female leads in comic books. Like, if you know anything about Mark Silvestri, he's developed the Witchblade, and he's developed like the Angelus, and like a lot of very strong Magdalena, like a lot of strong female leads that are sexy, but also very intelligent, very highly skilled, like assassins, basically. Like, you know, they can kick a lot of butt. So, you know.
So I should be worried about being locked in a room here with
you. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, and September was, you know, I wanted her to be this crazy Valkyrie Reaper chick. And, you know, and I was like, who could I go after that would get this vision? And Mark got it, you know.
Awesome.
He's an amazing dude.
All right. We are here with September Morning. We're going to take a break, come back, go into to some music. We've been playing 20 Below. Should we go into the single that kind of started it all? Or what would you like us to play?
How about Eye of the Storm?
September Morning on iRockRadio.me. iRockRadio.me, real rock, real variety. We are here with September Morning. We just heard their first single, Eye of the Storm, off their way to CD Volume 2. And we kind of jumped ahead a little bit, but I did want to talk a little bit about the story of Eye of the Storm, because every song has a part of
story. It's her, like, in the verses, the protagonist September is basically kind of like telling a little bit of a story about her and like what she is in this universe, and then the chorus kicks in, and it's a big message to like, you know, to embrace the positivity in your life, and if you can't, that she will help you find it, basically. Follow me, I'll lead the way back home. It's like, you know, I'm gonna find your that balance point for you, you know. So it's a very like you know, anthematic, what's the fucking word?
Anthematic, that's it.
Is that it?
Yeah,
okay, is that
I
a
think
word?
So if not, we'll make it a word.
Let's
now.
Make it a word. So yeah, it's an anthem. So that's what it is.
And of course, if you watch the video, you can even have a little bit more of an insight of it with the
the video has a little bit of the story of her being back in Mortem and bringing souls back to the hotel sanctuary where she keeps them before she swaps them out for other people.
Before we get into some newer things that you're looking forward towards, just some things to kind of give people a little bit more of an insight of who you are behind mm-hmm. the theatrics and the makeup. Little things, 4 quickies and an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
Late night, Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel?
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon. That's a no-brainer, right? Comics. Now, these are superhero comics, though.
Okay.
So, Justice League or Avengers? She's going to say Suicide Squad, I know it.
No, I'm actually going to go with the Avengers because DC has some great villains. Like, don't get me wrong. And DC has Batman. Batman's like my favorite comic book hero ever, and I know that's so like trite to say because it's like, it's freaking Batman, but still his like story arc and who he is and like all of the he goes through, like, it's so cool. But so DC, I love that, but I just love the storytelling of Marvel with the Avengers and like the Infinity Stones and like, I mean, it's just fucking cool. Like, you know, I don't know. So I have to go with the Avengers.
You don't have to explain it, but I'm glad you did. And I think everyone else is glad you did, too. Okay. Next time we'll go into who your favorite Batman is, but that's a different story.
Yeah, that's totally cool, though, but yeah.
Food, Mexican or Chinese?
Chinese.
Music, Rob Zombie or Marilyn Manson?
Oh, God, I can't pick between the two. They're different. They're totally different people. Like, I can't pick between artists because...
Oh,
art,
but it's like someone,
me,
if they have a gun to your head, you have to pick one.
Oh, what's God.
It's okay. You
can I can't.
It.
I just can't.
We'll make the exception.
I love Rob and I love Manson. They're both awesome people and they're such awesome artists and thinkers that it's just, I can't.
So what, the afterthought, what is something that most people don't know about you that you're willing to share with us?
I think everybody kind of knows a lot about me. Well, I used to be a ballerina, so it's not not a lot of people know that, but you will know that soon because we're going to put out a video and it's going to have some ballerina stuff in it, so you'll see me doing what I used to do.
Very cool.
Yeah, so I was a professional ballerina for a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Before I got into this.
Now we did learn something that not many people knew. So, tell us now, what is next?
We have a morning
as we look forward.
We have the June dates coming up, which is a lot of headline stuff that we're doing all across the country. You guys should go to septembermorning.com and pick up all those dates and go to Bands in Town and follow us on that so that you can be alerted when we come to your city. We're doing some festival dates. We're doing some dates with Puddle of Mud. We're doing some dates with Nonpoint. You know, we're doing little stuff here and there, and also of course the big headline run that we're going to do in June, which is very exciting for us.
Awesome. And touch base with us because we'll definitely want to, you know, meet up with you again, and
we'll be on the East Coast,
do
more. We'll chill.
Right, well, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you
again.
So
an incredible show. If you have the chance, make sure to check out September Morning, whether they're headlining or whether they're on tour with another band. It's definitely a show worth seeing, and grab their albums, Volume 1 and Volume 2. You can see all their videos, too. You want to plug your social media sites?
Yeah, you can go to septembermorning.com, and you have all of our socials on there, and you can also see our latest video for 20 Below, which is pretty epic. You can see that on the Sumerian YouTube and also on our website, septembermorning.com.
Awesome. Thank you very much, September.
Thank you.